Be wary of my river's undertow, by Yusuf's Moon, read by CookieMom 6067. Why is Nikki asking Quinn to set him up with someone? Joe's heart gave a familiar twinging pain. He shrugged and snarked. Probably because he wants to date someone? Andy stared at him like he'd grown a second head. What? Nikki is dating you. Joe barked a laugh at the ridiculousness of that statement, and also to cover up the hurt that Andy was poking at. Nikki and I are very much not dating. Andy's voice was drenched in disbelief. You hooked up at the club a month ago, don't deny it. And you're at each other's apartments every night. He stabbed his fork into a bell pepper, wishing she'd drop it. That was a one-time thing, he said, trying to keep the bitterness from his voice. He's my best friend, Andy. Of course we hang out every night. We've always done that. I really thought you guys had figured it out. We all did. We just thought you were waiting to tell us. You guys are just so good together. Well, he doesn't want me like that, okay? Joe snapped. He said so himself. Just drop it. Andy looked at him curiously for a moment, but thankfully dropped it. They had hooked up a month ago. There was no denying that. Their group went out clubbing at the kind of place with a huge crowded dance floor, dark and loud enough to lose yourself in. Joe was dressed the part, tight jeans ripped all up and down the legs, a dark cropped shirt and curls tousled in a way that he hoped tempted someone to get their hands in them. The others were similarly dressed for clubbing, but Nikki, endearingly, to Joe at least, was dressed in his normal casual clothes. Joe knew he was too far gone, because even Nikki in a simple blue t-shirt and jeans made Joe's cheeks heat, caught on the way the shirt pulled at Nikki's broad shoulders, and the way his thighs always filled out his pants so well. His hair was growing out, pushed to the side and flopping around his ears and neck. Joe sighed, besotted, and unable to do anything about it. He needed to get laid. They all made their way to the dance floor, and Joe had fun dancing with Niall for a bit, then spent some time convincing Booker to loosen up and not spend all his time at the bar doing his usual brooding, mysterious routine. After he deemed Booker's shuffling to be good enough, he pushed him in Niall's direction, then turned and moved into the crowd, willing and ready to get lost in the throng of grinding bodies. He was losing himself to the music when he felt hands grip his hips and a warm body press up against his back. Joe craned his neck to see Nikki grinning sheepishly at him, then shivered when Nikki leaned in to talk into his ear to be heard over the club music. "Dance with me for a bit, won't you? Couldn't get rid of a handsy guy back there." Joe bit his lip and nodded, pressing back into Nikki's chest, trying not to seem too delighted. "Of course." Joe had danced with Nikki before. They'd been friends for so many years, but he always found himself surprised at how good of a dancer Nikki was, at this kind of dancing anyway. Their hips found a rhythm easily, and Joe felt a thrill run through him at the way Nikki's big hands gripped the curve of his bare waist, the way he could feel Nikki's breath brush the nape of his neck. Nikki's nose brushed the curve of his neck, and suddenly it was too much for Joe. He turned in Nikki's arms, putting his arms over Nikki's broad shoulders, and that was worse, because now he could see Nikki's eyes, the curve of his Cupid's bow, and the flush on his cheeks. Joe's breath caught. Nikki was so beautiful, and Joe had been in love with him for so long, and it was torture having Nikki so close. Their gazes met, and Joe felt a jolt of electricity in his stomach. It was all too much, the pounding music, the feel of Nikki's chest against his own, and most of all, Nikki's dark, heated gaze caught in his own. Dazed, he breathed out, "Nikki," unsure how the sentence was going to finish, but finding it didn't matter because suddenly Nikki was kissing him within an inch of his life. He was just as good a kisser as Joe had always guiltily imagined him to be, better even, because this was real. And Joe didn't know that Nikki's mouth would be so soft yet demanding, licking into Joe's mouth with a thrilling intensity, hands leaving Joe's waist to grip his jaw and hold him in place. Joe groaned and melted for it, moving his hands to bury them in Nikki's hair, and tried to give back as good as he got. He broke away to kiss down Nikki's jaw to his neck, groaning again when Nikki rolled his hips into Joe's and squeezed the nape of Joe's neck. "Joe," he choked out. "Fuck, Joe, come back to my place with me." Joe detached from Nikki's neck long enough to agree eagerly. Perhaps, if it had been quick and dirty, it wouldn't have hurt so much the next morning. It wasn't, though. Nikki was unsurprisingly an attentive and generous lover. He brought Joe back to his apartment and kept kissing Joe into a daze, though his kisses seemed to slow down into something tender and gentle now that they were outside of the club. Once they got into bed, Nikki gathered Joe into his arms, sitting up against the headboard with Joe's back to Nikki's chest. He wrapped one hand around Joe's waist and wrapped his free hand, slick with lube, around Joe's cock. He stroked Joe off slow, tight, and steady, just how Joe liked it. Joe had never felt so adored, so well taken care of in bed. Nikki spilled filthy praise into Joe's ear, and when Joe strained his neck back for more delicious kisses, Nikki didn't deny him a single one. He bit and sucked at Joe's bottom lip, had Joe hitching his hips up into Nikki's fist. Joe came with a long, contented moan, held fast in Nikki's arms, not sure that a hand job had ever left him so scrambled in his life. Nikki made a sweet, happy noise into Joe's mouth when Joe turned around in his arms and straddled his lap to kiss him. He made more happy, strangled noises when Joe kissed down his chest and proceeded to suck him off. Joe hooked Nikki's legs over his own shoulders, gripping the soft skin there tightly, and licked and sucked at Nikki's cock, pulling out every trick he knew. When Nikki came, Joe swallowed every drop. Perhaps it wouldn't have hurt so much the next morning if Nikki hadn't asked him to stay the night and curled up in Joe's arms for the night. Their bodies seemed to fit together so well, and Joe had never been so happy in his life. He woke when Nikki shifted in his arms, groaning in what seemed like pain and not pleasure. When he brought a hand up to rub at his temple, Joe realized he must have been hungover. He was about to chuckle and kiss Nikki's hair when Nikki shifted out of his arms and buried his face in his pillow. "Fuck," he said, muffled by the pillow. "Don't know what I was thinking. We should not have done that." Joe's heart sank, feeling like cold water had been dumped over his head. He shifted away too, trying to cover up the hurt in his voice. What had he thought? That Nikki would want him suddenly, after all these years, for more than a drunken fuck? "Yeah," he said, feeling distant, like his voice wasn't his own. "You're right. This was a mistake." He got out of the bed and scrambled to put his clothes on. Nikki turned out of the pillow, eyes bloodshot and looking confused. "What?" Joe tugged his shirt over his head and buttoned his jeans. "Let's just promise to never talk about this again, yeah?" Oh. Nikki blinked and sat up, sheets pooling around his waist. "Yes. Yeah, if that's what you think is best, Joe." Joe nodded. "Yeah, please." And because Nikki was his best friend, and Joe couldn't stand the thought that he'd fucked this friendship up beyond repair, he asked, "I'll see you tomorrow for movie night, okay?" Nikki nodded, and Joe couldn't read the expression on his face. "Of course." Joe smiled tightly, fled Nikki's apartment, and that was that. Joe had to finish a workday after his lunch with Andy, but when he got home, Nikki was waiting for him. He's had a key to Joe's apartment forever, and Joe's had the key to his, so this wasn't an unusual occurrence at all. He smiled at Joe, looking sweet and comfortable and domestic in sweats and socked feet, stirring something at Joe's stove. Nicky's t-shirt stretched across his chest as he waved, and Joe recalled the feeling of being cradled against that chest, being held in those arms. The memory ached. Joe wanted to come home to this, of course. But he also wanted to wrap his arms around Nicky's waist and bury his face in Nicky's neck, kiss the skin there. Joe smiled back and tried to banish that feeling from his heart. It had no place here. He put his stuff away and then came back to the kitchen to pour them each a glass of wine. Nicky took it, asking, "How was your day?" "It was good. I had lunch with Andy."
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah," Joe took a long sip. "She mentioned you asked Quinn to set you up on a date." Nicky's shoulders stiffened.
"I did," he said carefully. "I thought it would be good for me to get out there after, you know."
He waved the wooden spoon around, not meeting Joe's eyes. "The thing we don't talk about." Joe felt a lump in his throat. They hadn't talked about it since that night. Had gone on as they normally would. Tonight, though, Joe felt so much regret that he'd been unable to control himself that night, had given in to the feelings he'd spent so long controlling. He wanted to dispel this weird thing between them, wanted to show Nicky that he could move on from this. "That's great, Nico. For some reason, Andy thought we were dating." "It's good that Quinn didn't make the same assumption." Nicky hummed. "No. Quinn actually thought the same." "It's silly, right? I don't know where they both got the idea from." Joe could feel that he was rambling, nervous with the topic of conversation, and overcompensating to mask his feelings, but he couldn't stop. "We're friends. They know that. Just because we hooked up doesn't have to mean anything. It's also..." "Joe," Nicky interrupted, dropping the wooden spoon into the pan with a clatter, and turning the stove off with a decisive click. "I can't hear this, okay?" Joe recoiled, opening his mouth to apologize, but Nicky continued. "I can't hear that I'm not good enough for you, that I scared you off the other night with how much I want you, with how much I love you." Nicky finished his rant without looking at Joe even once, hands gripping the handle of the oven tightly, head bowed. Joe felt like he couldn't breathe. There was something cracking open in Joe's chest, something light spilling in. The only thing he could manage to say was, "But you said it was a mistake." Nicky finally looked up, eyes blurry with tears, brow furrowed. "What? You said we shouldn't have done this."
"What? No. I meant that we shouldn't have drunk like that. We're getting way too old for it. I was so hungover that morning."
Nicky turned fully towards him.
"Wait. Is that what you thought? Is that why you left that morning?"
"Yeah, it was. I thought you regretted it, that you didn't..." He squeezed his eyes shut. "Thought you didn't want me the way I want you." He opened his eyes when he felt big, familiar hands cup his jaw. Nicky was hovering close to him, lips an inch away from Joe's. "And how do you want me?"
"I want," Joe exhaled, "I want to show you how much I love you. I want to kiss you, hold you, and be with you."
Then, like a blessing, Nicky leaned in to kiss him. It was slow, soft, none of the franticness of that night at the club. Neither of them were reaching for what they thought they couldn't have anymore. When he pulled back, Nicky said, "I want all of that, too. All of that, and more." The end.